ESPN Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Okay, I can hear it loud and clear. Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday. It's Thursday, July 18th, and it's a after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day. Just now I was checking if my mic was on because I couldn't hear myself, so I didn't know you're talking into the air. So I'm glad that I can hear myself now. But today we have big guests. I see that Erin wants to continue her conversation about what's happening in Europe.
And the texter.
I am kind of excited about that because there are a number of Bohemians who have voiced the question of whose tourism is this? Are we becoming too big? You know, because we're always looking for labor, mm-hmm. right? And now we have to hire labor
externally.
And there are a number of Bohemians who are concerned that people with money are purchasing all of the prime property in terms of the beach, right? And that Bohemians no longer have access. And I wonder if there is any parallels with Spain, the complaints with Spain is having regarding tourists, if that is also what is happening in the Bahamas or something that we should look at as we prepare and as we develop our tourism product to make sure that Bohemians are involved, Bohemians are welcoming, that Bohemians are included in this tourism product. Mm-hmm. But before all that, we have St. Agnes in-house again.
Why you say St. Agnes? You're supposed to say we talk in tourism still and St. Agnes in the house.
No. It's one of my cousins who is here from St. Agnes.
This is one of my spiritual cousins. I get confirmed at St. Agnes.
You're always trying to claim my family.
I mean, I'm just saying when the bishop is slap you with the heavy hand, people want to make sure you understand the word of God.
Yeah. But St. Agnes has been doing big things. And I remember the last time they were here, they were having one big event. But apparently they're having a big summer school, program.
Used to write
vacation Bible school.
Ah, that's why we still talk about tourism.
I went to vacation Bible school every summer when I was young.
Me too.
I didn't know there existed summer schools. I only know that there were vacation Bible schools. Mm-hmm. And I attended like three. So it's tight. It's a tight schedule. You leave one to go to the next one,
In the same day or week after week?
No, week after week. The whole summer I was doing something. You know, I was eager to get my certificate to say I attended vacation Bible school. And the vacation Bible school always taught me some kind of trade. So I have a wooden box, like a piggy bank type thing. Mm-hmm. I think I still have that. 30, 40 years later, right? And then they did like sewing and arts and craft. So I've learned all of that. Mm-hmm. I know the Bible quiz to get candy and food. I don't know if they still give you free food at Vacation Bible School.
Well, listen, when I did Vacation Bible School, we was in Mangrove Key.
What did you do in Mangrove Key?
Learning how to catch chickchannies.
Okay.
And now not to get caught by a chickchannie. Mm. First rule, be in your house after dark.
Okay.
Don't be in the road fraternizing with boys and things. Be safe in your house after dark.
Well,
that's the first key.
My summers were spent outside. I was a kid who go missing for hours.
No, in the daytime.
In the daytime. Well, night has come by. Inner city, the houses be hot now. So you stay out till 9.
Y'all ain't got no jack-o'-lantern in the inner city.
Not in Nassau back then.
If you grew up in Long Island, you know, be in your house before the jack-o'-lantern come out.
Yeah, so I heard.
Mm-hmm, But Vacation Bible School.
But who we have here today? We have my cousin. I'm going to have her introduce herself, say her position again at St. Agnes Anglican Church. And when is Vacation Bible School? What can they anticipate? Who are they inviting? Are they inviting the whole community again, or this will be Anglican only people again?
Or only St. Agnes people?
Yeah.
A pleasant good morning, Bahamas. This is Samantha Robinson Ferguson here from the great St. Agnes Anglican Church, the cathedral over the hill. And this year, we will be hosting Vacation Bible School under the theme, Celebrate the Savior, Jesus Gives You Joy. And our aim for that is to encourage young people to understand that God is present with them each and every day, no matter what they are doing, no matter where they go, God is with them. He is omnipresent and always near. And all you need to do is just, one, celebrate him and call on his name for whatever it is that you're going through in life, and he will be there for you. Our Vacation Bible School is open to the ages of 4 to 12 years old.
Discrimination.
Because I won't come.
You know what I'm saying?
No food involved.
Are they right by the bakery?
No,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, Aaron. Listen. We have food, free food. Free food, breakfast, and lunch.
Two food?
We're going to give you a little something for breakfast, but you can get a big, big meal for lunch.
I come in for breakfast. I'm not
vegan.
Ages 4 to 12.
Okay.
And so we have 4 separate class areas for them. And next year, we will be considering opening up a young adult class as well as a senior citizen class. Because one of the things that we found is that the senior citizens, they want to come out. They want to engage with the young people. And we want to utilize them in a positive way. Because at the end of the day, there is much for our young people to garner from those senior citizens.
So when does Vacation Bible School start?
Vacation Bible School officially begins on Saturday.
This
Could
Saturday
you
coming?
Imagine? This Saturday.
Not on a Monday?
Not on a Monday. We start on this Saturday with a meet and greet in St. Agnes parking lot on Blue Hill Road between Cockburn Street and Lewis Street. Right there we as our church's parking lot. And we will be starting kicking it off with a meet and greet where parents and children will have an opportunity to interact and engage with the volunteers as well as the coordinators for the sessions.
Last time St. Agnes had a big event involving children, you all invited all the dioceses. This can be open for everyone again?
This event is open to every single child.
Baptist children too?
Baptist, Methodist, atheist, because we want to show you that God is everywhere.
So the community around can come to this thing?
The community around will be able to come. A matter of fact, on tomorrow, we will be doing a walkabout throughout the community where we will be sharing with individuals the need for them to come and the need for us to train our young children to understand the value of having that relationship with God. At the end of the day, having that great value, the value in that relationship is not just to build that child's spiritual walk, but it is also to build their civic walk. Because one of the things that you want to realize is that persons who are close to God, who have that good relationship, who have that rapport where they know that no matter what is going on in their lives, they can always turn to Him. They are good citizens and they become productive members of society.
So let's talk about Saturday. The kids come in. What time Saturday do you start?
Saturday we start at 3 p.m.
In the afternoon.
In the afternoon. Give the sun a chance to die down just a little bit. And so there'll be bouncing castles. There'll be free food for the kids. Lots and lots and lots of fun. Games, prizes, and surprises. But during that time, we're not going to forget our main purpose, which is to introduce them to the program that we have for them for the remainder of the week.
I just want to know, when I send my child to summer vacation Bible school, I need them to come home tired every day. I need them to run up and down every day. You know when you look back in the car and you say, look at that child, they're just praying. they have no energy left but to think, right? To be inside themselves. That's what I want.
And could I tell you that is exactly what you will get? Because we start off at 9 a.m., our team is there from about 7:30, and we are engulfed in the presence of the Lord. And once they come in, we have fun-filled activities, age and age appropriate for them, so that they can engage meaningfully and get tired.
What I need to send my camper to you with?
You just need to send your camper to us with a willing spirit and an open mind. Nothing else.
Now, my child is burned easy in the sun. I need to send him with a big hat. I need to send him with a little sunscreen. I could send my child with a towel. I don't know why they sweat so much. I could send them with a towel.
Each day we'll be doing different activities.
Okay.
And so if you need anything for that day that your child would need personal to him, that will be provided.
Okay.
But we will have lots of water on hand. We will have things for them to, you know, wipe their sweat away.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
No problem. And we will try to keep them in the shade as much as possible. There will be times when they will be moving from building to building.
Okay.
Because we have field trips planned for them.
Field trips too?
Field trips, all for $35. You can't beat it.
Let's talk about that. Okay, so Saturday's a mix and mingle. And the Vacation Bible School starts on Monday?
Officially on Monday.
And Monday, you said 9 o'clock is like school time. You should really be there
early. 9 o'clock. We want to be inside our sanctuary seated because we will have an opening ceremony at 9 a.m. with lots and lots of guests that will be coming in, and we'll be speaking into our children, pouring into them, and showing them various forms of worship.
Okay. Let's talk about registration and that fee. You mentioned a fee, right? And I want to be clear so people can become prepared. It's something that is fill out. How's that? How is that going?
Okay, the registration forms are available at the church's office, or you can get them from any of our team members. However, they are at our church office right there on Blue Hill Road between Copburn Street and Lewis Street. You will be able to pick up the registration. It's very easy. You can fill it out in less than 2 minutes. The registration will include everything that the child will be doing on the day, during the days of the camp. That'll be food, that'll be field trip. Everything is all included in the fee.
So when you say everything is all included in the fee, right? You say field trip, that's a bus. Do I need to anticipate like bringing that dollar in the future, or that when you say everything is everything?
Now, the bus will be probably about a few dollars
okay,
for
just
the
making
bus.
Sure.
The bus is probably a few dollars for the transport, but as it relates to the admission, you don't have to worry about that. Mm-hmm. Our children will be going to Grey Cliff to make chocolate, to observe the process and partake in the process as well. And additionally, they will be also going to the Island House, where they would have an opportunity to engage in what the Island House brings to the Bahamas as it relates to tourism. Because one of the things that we want to teach our children is, in celebrating Christ, we also have to celebrate the things that he has given to us. And the Bahamas is second to none in terms of what we offer to the tourist. And so that's one way that we're showing them this, how to celebrate God's gifts and what he has given to us.
So how long does a day last, from 9 o'clock until when?
Our day is from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Okay, I just want to see how long I keep my child there. I can plan around that. Okay, that's 9 to 1, I free. Okay, go ahead.
From 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and like I said, we start off early. If your child didn't have breakfast, our A1 number one chef in the house, Mrs. Pat Mitchell, will ensure that they get something in the morning, and every child will get a lunch, a packed lunch.
Mm.
Good, nutritious, home-cooked meal.
I like that. I just now, make sure the child bring extra food home.
Are you accepting any donations? Like now is Gnep season. Somebody could just drop a whole sack of Gnep off at the church.
Listen, donations are accepted. If you want to drop a sack of Gnep, a sack of peanut, trust me. We have able-bodied, old-fashioned cooks that will know just what to do with that.
I could teach one of them how to make Gnep lemonade, Nuri.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They could teach me how to make Stew Conch and Doughboy. You ever had Stew Conch and Doughboy? Them Anglican people could cook.
No, but they could cook.
Anglican people could cook.
Listen.
I got food from St. Agnes before. Mm-hmm. St. Agnes
food.
And they pack everything. Everything's be packed and organized. You just come and just my Agnes, please, and you just leave.
They are totem specialists. That's where I get my certification from.
Okay. Okay.
And on Wednesday, our children attend the 12:30 mass. And so they go in, and that parents know in advance, that is also on the application,
that day
that they'll get out a little later, they'll get out at 2 p.m.
Okay.
And so just to ensure that we don't inconvenience the parents in any way as it relates to pickup, everything will be packed and ready for them to go.
Good.
On the other days, it's a table fellowship where children sit down and commune with each other.
How long is Vacation Bible School?
Sadly, only 1 week.
Only 1 week?
Only 1 week, sadly. But guess what? It's six, inclusive of the meet and greet. Six jammed, packed days.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to that, we check in with our campers after they would have left us. We check in with them periodically to see how they are doing, checking up on them, making sure that they continue their walk with Christ. We have a group of children that I have watched grow up from age 3 right up to age 15 at this point. And these children come from the community of Adelaide. And so every year we encourage Adelaide. They partner with us. They bring in their kids, bus their kids down to the great St. Agnes, the cathedral over the hill. And they engage in meaningful activities with us.
So let's do a recap, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. You do all the questions.
I'm going to say something totally different.
What you want to say then?
I'm going to say you got to go to, like, if you're struggling with temptation,
okay,
you got to go to St. Agnes, the cathedral over
group,
the hill.
The music group, The Temptation?
No. If you like the temptation in your belly.
Okay.
You got to practice at St. Agnes because they got the palm tree on one side and they got the bakery on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be slipping out. I got to use the bathroom every 7 minutes in church. Mm. The temptation is strong. That's all I was thinking about just now.
But you know what, Aaron? I tell you this. The temptation will be strong for what we have going on there.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
That is where your focus is going to be. What is happening? What's next? It's going to be so exciting. It's going to be, if you're a reader, a real page turner, if you're a movie watcher, an edge of the seat kind of thing, where you're consistently trying to figure out what's going to happen next.
Okay, and this is Vacation Bible School at St. Agnes Church, which is on Cockburn Street and Blue Hill Road?
Yes.
I mean, they have a big campus. I see y'all did a renovation of the old preschool.
We are in the process of renovating it. It still has a little more way to go, but I tell
you,
Father Keith Cartwright, he has a vision for that entire block, and the entire church is behind him with that vision.
Yes, it's nice. It's nice. I passed it the other day. But remind us, the meet and greet, the days of Vacation Bible School, the time so people can know, and then the registration. Go through all of that again.
Our meet and greet will be on Saturday starting at 3 p.m. in the church's parking lot. Remember, everything will be available for you. You don't have to worry about anything. Parents and children are encouraged to come to the meet and greet to engage fully in what we will have prepared for you. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag too much, but we have a lot of activities, field trips, and skills for our children to garner during those sessions. The actual Vacation Bible School will start on Monday the 22nd, and it'll go through to the 26th of July. Everything, once again, will be available for you, with the exception of the bus fee. That will only cost you $35 for the lunch, the breakfast, the movie, everything will be included in that $35, with that one exception.
Now, you're saying this camp could be so exciting, you might as well call it a movie, or are we going to see a movie?
Well, you could come every day and be just like a movie. Like I'm saying to you, it's engaging. It's gripping. It is something that our children don't ever forget. They don't forget that what they would have learned. I see them on the streets and they be, "Hey, Miss Sam, you remember me from Vacation Bible School? And it brings me great joy to know that I would have made that impact on a child's life.
Mm-hmm. Is it just $35?
Just $35.
That's just a registration fee type thing?
That, the $35 is, in truth and honesty, just a small donation for what we have to offer for you. Mm-hmm. It's a seed.
Mm. Yeah, man. I like the idea of just field trips involved. Besides, of course, the sewing in to our children. So that's exciting.
Because we want to show our children that, you know, God doesn't live within the walls of the church. Mm. He doesn't live within the walls of your Sunday school classroom. He is everywhere. And so taking them out to see these various things, to have them engage in these varying experiences, these things help to shape the way that they form their relationship with Christ.
And before you go, we need a phone contact so parents who listen to mine, let me call to see when can I come and get this application, or just show up and get the application.
You can pick up the application from the church's office. The phone number there is 356-0505. Once again, that's 356-0505. Or you can call me at 544-8181.
You still giving out your phone number? You did it last time.
Always. 544-8181. You can give us a call. Let us know exactly how we can help you on your walk with Christ.
And the mix and mingle, because I know you got to go right now, right? For Saturday, can the parents get free food?
Of course.
Okay, just making sure.
Parents are included. Sure, we will have activities for parents as well, because we want to keep them there for a little while to let them know the policies and procedures of the club. And so we will have activities for them to do as well. We even have some good old bringing in one of the oldest ways Bahamians have been used to make money, and they are still doing it with the crab catching. We will have a demonstration
crab
on
catching.
That. Crab catching on Saturday. You gotta come out, because what you catch is yours.
Oh, gosh.
I notice how you say parents only.
Yeah.
I'm not cool with that.
That's true.
The text here says, you know, I am concerned about sending my child to a camp. I'm not there. I don't know the people. Come out to the meet and greet. Mm-hmm. Can I come out to the meet and greet and make the decision then?
You can come out to the meet and greet and make the decision. See our individual. Everybody is certified. All of our teachers are Ministry of Education approved teaching instructors.
And every denomination can come out to this?
Any denomination can come out, because guess why? The St. Agnes believes in the entire Bahamas. And it is best in...
Go on.
It's better in the Bahamas, but most of all, it is best at St. Agnes.
The cathedral over the hill.
The cathedral over the hill.
I get it now.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Aaron.
That's okay. Use casting aspersions with your eyes.
Know what I said?
You didn't say anything. That's the point.
Yeah.
You should have said it out loud.
I just want to know to get free food on Saturday.
You're discriminating. Only parents could come. Only children under 12.
You can show up.
No, and stay outside the gate.
No, but guess what?
Drop off the Ganap and go.
If Nuri comes, we will welcome him. Because guess why? We know that this year, Nuri is coming in body.
Yeah.
But next year, he will be there in spirit.
Look at
with
that.
Gifts.
Good gifts.
Yeah.
Extra like gifts.
She still ain't invite me.
She want to come.
I ain't trying to
of
get
course,
it.
I have children. You can come.
Aaron,
you are number one. Bring your niece. Bring your niece. Bring your godchild. Bring your cousin.
I can bring a wig shop. I can bring a wig shop to teach the children how to grow fruit and things easily, yes, like in a bag, partner, and in a bottle.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, man,
show them God's goodness is everywhere.
And then we can bring our cousin Stephen Hanna, who's also an Anglican, so we can teach these children how to make their own promotional, Christian-centered content as they explore TikTok and social media.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Ferguson.
Thank you so much.
St. Agnes Church Vacation Bible School. They're starting on Saturday, this Saturday at 3 p.m. Right?
It's at 3 p.m.
There's a mix and mingle. Then officially again on Monday, it's going to be a week-long Vacation Bible School. It's going
to
be from
celebration.
9 o'clock and runs until 1 p.m. Right? Mm-hmm. Food included, man. Breakfast and lunch. It's going to say a small breakfast, but a big, big, big lunch.
A big, big lunch.
I like big lunch. Anyway, we're going to take a short break now. We continue that conversation we have with tourism, right, Aaron? Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you about how I met Sir Lyndon Pinling, because I was teaching Vacation Bible School for the Anglican Church.
When did you meet Sir Lyndon?
It was 30 years ago. Oh. I'd be talking about three decades ago.
I was a little concerned just now. Anyway, Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We'll be right back.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Parents, it's that sweet time of year again.
The kids are going back to school.
So pick up your copy of the Nassau Guardian's Back to School Supplement, because
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Put your students in the latest styles at the lowest prices, because summer break is almost over. And our Back to School Supplement is filled with brand name back to school supplies at discounted prices, store locations, hours, and contact details.
It's the happiest season of all.
Advertisers, call the Nassau Guardian today at 302-2300 or call your account executive to get in on the 2-for-1 insertion deal. If it's uniforms, shoes, books, backpacks, calculators, art supplies, laptops, tablets, or whatever is on your back-to-school supply list, your ad should be in the Nassau Guardian's back-to-school supplement.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. And let's go back to tourism. Apparently, all kind of things happen in Europe, and we have opportunity. Opportunity that we can capitalize. Mind you, I am amused that European countries say, man, I appreciate tourism, but it's too many of you all. I'm not sure if we can ever get to that. I know the Pumpkin Eater said, man, we have all kind of islands, right?
Yeah.
That tourists could come. But there are Bahamians who are concerned that prices change, like tourists come and buy property and they skyrocket the price, and then of course we can't build or buy property anymore. We can't move to the family island, things are pricey. Mm-hmm. So I think our approach to tourism, especially when you see in other countries it's too much, we may have to have that included into the conversation as we expand. So okay, we're going to make space for you, but in consideration of that, Bahamians got to live here too.
Yeah.
You know, like you can't form a gated community and kind of go to the beach.
Right. I think that's one of the biggest issues across Europe. I found this article from the 14th of July. Most people in Barcelona won't miss tourist rentals. Why locals support Airbnb crackdown. And essentially, you know, just what you're saying, that in fact, let me read from the article. The proliferation of Airbnb-style apartments is contributing to this issue by driving up market prices as well as reducing the availability of properties for locals, right? It's the same issue that we've been talking about in New Providence and some of the family islands to a lesser extent, I think. But from the article, some context for Spain. In Spanish cities suffering from over-tourism, rules have slowly been introduced to help regulate numbers, including limits on the number of tourist rentals. Despite this, statistics from the Spanish government show that the number of tourist apartments has increased by 9% in the last year, with more than 340,000 now registered. This means in some cities, there's one tourist for every 1.5 square kilometers, and for every 139 locals.
And they're booming.
Yeah, but they expected to reach or surpass 90 million tourists in Spain alone by the end of this year. Those are massive numbers.
You know, we were having a conversation with Airbnbs.
Yeah.
And that people who are building apartments now are actually building it for Airbnbs and not for behemoths to live. Mm-hmm. In Abaco, there's a housing crisis. Mm-hmm. But there's a construction boom. Buildings growing up every day.
Right.
Just no, none of them are homes.
Right. Right.
So who are they building these buildings for? They're building homes and buildings and gated communities for tourists.
Right.
And I assume that's what Spain is concerned
right.
about.
Right. Of course, Spain has lots of islands, lots of cities, but we're talking about the port in December 2023 brought in 29,000 plus one day, I think. Mm-hmm. We had that many in town. The minister has heralded, I think, expectations of 9 million tourists this year. Mm-hmm. Maybe like 7 million last year we got. So we're getting significant numbers. Pumpkin Eater's idea is not bad in and of itself, right? Like, look, we have islands where we can accommodate people. I think it's a matter of what types of offerings will be available on which islands. People don't have a problem with tourism on a family island. They have a problem with attempting to implement New Providence-style tourism
yeah.
on a family island.
Can a Bahama, or would a Bahama-type or Atlantis-type concept change in Acklands? Because certainly you would have to import Nassau labor, Nassau people. You know, when I was mm-hmm. in the Long Island, they see me to say Nassau people reach. I'm not sure what they mean by that. Mm-hmm. But I assume we come with a culture. And I know Punkinia said, okay, the family islands will welcome tourists. But they would also have to welcome Nassau people also to be working and partnering with them on these family islands.
Yeah.
Is that something that family islanders are prepared to accommodate their fellow Bahamians, to say, in terms of sharing their space
well,
and their culture?
See, the language that you use there. Should family islanders have to accommodate New Providence people, or should New Providence people understand that they are entering a culture and they should not expect to drive or change that culture just because they bring in opportunities or just because they're bringing money? You've come to this space for the culture that exists here now. And so I think that there could be a great, you know, we could have a good energy, good mixing, but it's about the attitude, right? Don't expect family islanders to accommodate, to shift to what you want to do. You need to figure out how you're going to do what you want to do within the existing culture. And if what you want to do is sustainable, if it aligns with the culture, then what you want to do will also shift the culture. But it will allow the residents, the central stakeholders in the space, to be a part of that shifting of culture and dictate that shifting of culture. I think that's a lot of what people... that's what a lot of people are iterating, are sharing, are expressing in Europe. They don't like the ways in which these tourists are forced. It's like they forced a spring break culture onto small villages, cities whose tourism product is centered around historic entities, history and culture, and not just party time.
We had a conversation about that too, in terms of what type of tourism are we offering?
Right.
Is it a historical, cultural theme, or is it a celebratory
spring break? Do what you want.
Party theme is what I'm saying.
Yeah, party.
Moving forward, I mean, Joy Jubilu saying that we have an opportunity to bring some of these European guests and Canadian guests, I think she also said.
Mm-hmm.
What type of tourists are they? Are they the persons who come in to see culture and take tours, or are they partying type tourists? I just want to know, how do we prepare ourselves for it?
Well, I think there's a mix, right? If we're looking to Europe and we're saying, hey, we're going to try and capture some of these tourists that Spain, that Europe, that these countries are rejecting, right? Some of the tourists that they are rejecting are like spring break party tourists. There are complaints that every morning we wake up, there are just strangers in our stairwells. Mm. There's bodily fluids ejected, right? So people are urinating, people are vomiting all over residential areas
in
stairwells, right? But then there are also other tourists who will reject those spaces because, not because of the space itself, but because of the wider tourism. So there are people who would traditionally go to Spain but say, hey, we ain't going back to Spain. It's not just that Spain is rejecting us, but we also are rejecting the tourism product that's developing there. So they want an alternative. They also are not pleased with that. So we have the people who are being turned away from Europe, and then the people who no longer want to participate in that type of tourism available to us. Now, this is where Pumpkin Eater's idea, it really sits. You got enough islands, you want Party Island, we got a Spring Break Island. You want culture and music. I mean, between the bel canto singers and the classical musical society, the jazz society, and then we get like a Spotlight Lounge, that cultural space where they are reviving traditional Bahamian artists and artistry. We could create a number of different packages for people who've come for a quieter type of vacation, but still want to experience everything the Bahamas has to offer.
Are we prepared to sell more islands, rent more islands?
Yeah, no. I mean, sorry.
Private islands you mentioned.
I didn't mention private islands.
Which is what I'm saying. We have all kind of islands. But we have different niches. You mentioned the different niches, right? And we said we could curtail or create a package. And we noticed that the cruise ship industry are buying islands or renting islands where they have the package all inclusive.
Right.
And then we see a number of, what the guys do magic. I forget his name.
Blaine. Copperfield.
Copperfield, that's his name. Where he has a private tourist island also.
Hold on, what do you mean?
He has his own island, Copperfield Island.
No, I know he has an island. I didn't figure that all
but
out.
But he has a hotel on the island.
What do you mean?
You know he have a hotel?
What do you mean? You mean we have a whole Ministry of Tourism and David Copperfield here is offering a tourism product on a private island?
Yeah, he has his own island where you could...
He could have his own island. I don't have a problem with that.
And you have tourists. You could rent it and whatever it is to come and stay there. It's a hotel-ish type island. Like the gated community hotel-ish.
I have to feel those words in my stomach. Sometimes you have to eat your feelings.
Yeah. But see, my thing is, as we craft a tourism product, what is it that we want to sell? Are we selling islands?
Right.
Are we selling packages for islands? Or are we selling that spring breaker party type concept? Or are we selling a historical cultural type concept? Or are we selling the whole package? Whatever it is, what comes.
Right. Can we sell
mixed box,
all? Can we offer a variety of experience, widely disparate experiences to people? For instance, the Independence Celebration camping trip that I went on was fabulous. I could imagine families who come down, they're in a resort and they want to take two nights out or one night out and just go camping.
And remember you was telling me about your camping experience at what places again?
Clifton Heritage.
Clifton Heritage. And I wasn't even aware that they had that package or availability for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if that even is even advertised as an option.
As a part of a tourist product.
I know Long Island has a big camping theme.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if that's a part of a tourism package to come to the Bahamas and camp.
Right. No. And but it, because people say, well, I come to the Bahamas and camp. Would I come to New Providence and camp is the question.
Mm.
Can I go to a family island and camp in multiple spaces? So I'm traveling the entire island and every day or every 2 days, we stop and set up another campsite, right? Mm-hmm. That makes it more attractive. I wouldn't necessarily offer an all and only camping experience in New Providence, but I'd offer you a multi-island camping experience where you camp a night, two nights in New Providence at the beginning and the end. Then we take you to Andrus, we take you to Cat Island, we take you to Eleuthera.
Opportunities.
Or you could go to Exuma, and as a part of your camping experience, we have a night show where we time it where you could watch one of the rockets landing, the night landing, so you could watch the rockets landing from SpaceX. Somebody would come to New Providence, nice hotel, maybe even a high-end experience. then take a boat to an island and camp for a day, or camp in Nassau for a couple of days because you got kids, so you don't want too much movement. And then you can go back to the hotel, and then before you leave, you immerse yourself back into that sort of luxurious AC all the time, hot water shower all the time. And then I say that hot water shower all the time thing. I went camping in Green Castle one time. We stayed on the beach right within the regatta site. Mm-hmm. Hot water into the night. The water was hot into 10 p.m.
Nice. Ms. Jubilu also mentioned that perhaps we need to invest more money in those markets in Europe.
In terms of marketing, yes.
I thought we always did that. I didn't know that. I thought like there was a set amount of money for Europe. But right. Apparently there's room for more money to be spent to get these people
well,
here.
I think really there's more opportunity. Mm-hmm. And so you're saying now, listen, particularly with the dynamics on the ground in Europe right now, it's worth it to spend more money mm-hmm. to market. Mm-hmm. Because in the seize the moment mm-hmm. where people are looking for alternatives and entrench an alternative in their mind. See, like when you wake up in the morning and you think, what am I going to have to drink, water, juice, or that soda, right? We ain't going to call their name. In the same way, you are trying to create a sort of consciousness where when I think of vacation, I always think of the Bahamas as an option.
I hear you and I embrace that.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about reflection. Spain, Rome, England has a flair, right? Like a tourism product that's similar, that mm-hmm. old historical theme.
Right.
The tourists who went there for a particular reason,
right.
a particular attraction. And now we're trying to attract those type of tourists, I assume.
Easy.
What would be our offer? Because definitely right, so, the party city wouldn't be that so, they're attracted to.
So watch this. I'm going to take you to the left for a second. You know, black and white people suffer from the same condition. We both have been separated from our ancestry, right? When you hear somebody call themselves a white person, it's because they don't know if they're Polish-American, mm-hmm. right? If they're French-American, Spanish, they don't know. So a lot of people go to Europe because they want to discover themselves. They want to find roots. They want to trace roots. So if you're marketing for the Bahamas in Europe, then you are sitting with AMMC and all your tour companies and you say, look, what historical tours can we create? Mm-hmm. So when I go to Spain, I say, come to the Bahamas and discover the connection between the Bahamas and Spain from 1492 to the present.
We didn't move Columbus, man.
Listen, not only did we move him, we discovered him lost on the ocean.
That's why we put him in the backyard. Right, we don't even know where Columbus statue is anymore.
So the point is that we tell the story. We invite you to the Bahamas to learn about the connection between the Bahamas and Spain from 1492 to the present.
Nice.
Come to the Bahamas and learn the connection between France and the Bahamas, mm-hmm. right? From the historical papers, prime ministers who went and governors who went and mm-hmm. spoke to visits here. Mm-hmm. That's why I was saying for the AfroTrade Exim Forum, I wouldn't have just presented Bahamian entertainers as a part of the programming. I would have taken the show March on Bahamaland mm-hmm. and I would have created a new chapter where we explored the relationship between Bahamian politicians mm-hmm. and political class, mm-hmm. working class, the labor movement, and Pan-Africanists.
Pan-Africanism.
Right? And mm-hmm. I would have presented a short play, one-act play, highlighting the relationship between Bahamas and African culture, political, economic, whatever. Right? Mm. And to say, we didn't just come here. I didn't bring these people here to just entertain you. I brought them here to show you how we can build cultural products for you.
And capitalize on such.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a lot of opportunity, Aaron. It's a lot of opportunity. I applaud Ms. Jubilu.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I see the opportunity. I think that we may need to investigate what type of tourists exists there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why are they there? What attracted them there? And then when we send our advertisement, we attract them based on that instead of, because remember they opted not to come to the Bahamas, you know, for a reason.
Right. But with specific products, right? So we know a lot of the people are going to be people who want to drink, they mm-hmm. want party, mm-hmm. right? They want to be up all night and have a good time. And it's like their carnival. It's like their spring break. So we know we're attracting them. The key is to, as they come in, as they sign in the little check, that they know exactly what to do and what to expect and where to go. They know exactly what time of year to get here for that type of activity. And so they look, they will know, man, look here, you want that type of partying? You got to come to the Bahamas in April. That's when all the big concerts are. That's when all the American artists want to come down and perform for Spring Breakers. So that's the best time to be there because they know all the tourists are going to be there. And then maybe in the repertory season, that's when you build your cultural and historic program where you use music to tell the history of the Bahamas, right? That, but you tell them exactly what they could be doing when they get here because you know exactly who they are.
Can we accommodate more tourists? Another 50,000, another million tourists
not on
at this present time?
Not on New Providence and not with the given infrastructure. But in the future, if we begin
planning...
We're
trying to get them here now. We're trying to get them here now. Can we accommodate another 500,000 tourists now?
Yeah, man. If the port could take 30,000 a day, mm-hmm. right? Now, we do have this tension between people who need homes and tourists who need beds, mm-hmm. right? To build our local inventory separate from the resort and separate from the cruise ship of tourists. But with careful consideration and strategic planning and a commitment by everybody involved over the next, say, 5 years, mm-hmm. we could take a significant chunk of those tourists.
What about the family islands who lack airport and infrastructure?
Well, that's
who
part of...
Who has no water, who has no electricity.
That's,
can we accommodate them another 500,000 tourists to say, go? Y'all can go to Long Island and drive the road?
That's a part of the concerted and intentional strategic movement. We got to remove the politics from it. Everybody know that Long Island had issues the other day where water was restricted for hours at a time, right? We know what the condition of the Mayaguana Airport is. We know what the culture around it is as well.
You know, I mean, for a while, Harbor Island had no electricity.
This is what I'm saying. So we need to take the politics out of it and focus on ensuring the infrastructure is in place so that people can do as much as possible without the government's assistance, without handouts, and without having to be a part of government programs, right? Just give the people the basic infrastructure, consistent, reliable, and up to standard, and let them do, especially on the Family Island,
yeah.
let Family Island determination continue to do what it does.
On Bimini, mm-hmm. you know, they have that whatever the hotel name, that's resort?
Bimini World Resorts,
World Resorts, right? They have people who have been living there now for like 7 years, still living inside the trailer. The trailers, they haven't transitioned into apartments because there's no apartment.
Bimini residents.
Yeah, these are Nassau people who moved to Bimini
to work in Bimini.
To work. They're still in that transitional phase of living in the trailers instead of saying, I need my own apartment.
So watch this.
I need my own space.
If they're not coming there to live.
But they're living now.
Permanent. They're never going back to another island.
Like people in Grand Bahama who have matriculated here in New Providence. They have their own apartment. They make the man up that they ain't going back to Grand Bahama.
Right. See, now that's a different element.
If but the same thing happened to
you settle.
Bimini.
No, because what I was going to say is that like trailer living isn't that bad. The biggest concern is when a storm comes, mm-hmm. right? Can you secure the trailer and can you move yourself to safety?
Yeah.
Other than that, living in a trailer is like living in a house.
But I wanted a house, but there's no house there in Bimini. That's what I'm saying. There's no house.
And there's no fire truck in Bimini. I don't even know if they have insurance in Bimini.
Lord. Anyway, this has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.